trying to get, trying to came out, getting Bartle, I was getting hurt.
Aren't you going to go to him?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
Carl. Yes, Mr. President.
What is this story about the two Lincolns at USIA?
The two what?
Lincoln automobiles that you had to give up to ride in Mercury's.
I don't know what we're getting, Mr. President. I was simply told that under the order that was put out earlier, we had to give up our two Lincolns and get other cars.
Yeah.
Now, what my administrative man has told me in the last couple of days is that Ford Motor Company wants to charge us more for a Mercury or a Ford than they were charging us for the Lincoln.
Yeah, and if I were you, I wouldn't advertise that. That's all over the White House now. They were subsidizing you on the first two. And you just get by with Lincolns over there and don't get us any more bad publicity than you have to. It's been discussed with Pierre, and Pierre's discussed it with everybody over here. And the Ford Motor Company was subsidizing you with Lincolns.
I see.
And that's not a good thing, and I don't want to have to say that we were accepting subsidies, but let's don't bellyache about it, and don't ever bring it up unless you have to.
Well, I won't. I simply...
I know, you just simply told them, and then they just simply told everybody else, and then they just simply get in the column, and then they just simply forced me to say that, goddammit, I'm against subsidization in the first place.
Has this been written somewhere?
But it will be if it keeps on talking, and we got more important things to do than that.
Well, that's right.
And
well,
let's just don't do it, and call up here and tell him to please be quiet about it if he can.
All right, how do you want me to handle the car situation?
I just handle it like you're supposed to. Take the cheapest cars you can, the fewest you can, and try to help me in my drive to economize instead of having me hounded. I've had three people come in with this story this morning.
Well,
three assistants, and Pierre's been to each one of them, so he's been busy circulating it.
Well,
it's never been raised at all. I got enough troubles without this kind of little chicken shit crap.
I agree, Mr. President, and I certainly was not.
Well, tell your administrative assistant that that's all he's got to do to work on 2,000 of those 12,000. That's our goal, and see how he can get rid of it.
Well, we're going to handle that, Mr.
Okay,
President.
Okay, partner.
Right.
All right.
You bet.